Good afternoon. The time is 2 o'clock. Welcome to Vox Pop for this Wednesday, March 5th. I'm Ray Graff. It's Travel Today, and we welcome back the High Priestess of Travel, Jean Gagnon of Plaza Travel Center in Latham. If you have a question about some far-flung location or some place you want to rub it in that you've gone, give us a call. 800-348-2551 is the number. 1-800-348-2551. You can also email your questions to voxpop@wamc.org. Several people have already done that. That's how popular Gene is. voxpop@wamc.org for the email, or 800-348-2551 for the phone. And, you know, it's Gene Gagnon. It's travel. It's going to get busy. Call early. We'll be back after the news. Hello again. Welcome back to Vox Pop, WAMC's live afternoon call-in talk show. I'm Ray Graff. We're joined today by certified travel counselor Jean Gagnon, the president of Plaza Travel Center, a woman-owned business since 1969. The Institute of Certified Travel Agents awarded Jean the designation of certified travel counselor in 1985. She was an adjunct instructor of travel and tourism at University College of Syracuse University and Schenectady County Community College. At Plaza Travel, Jean specializes in VIP travel, custom planning of international itineraries, and group travel. If you have a question, this is the person you want to talk to. 800-348-2551. 1-800-348-2551. You can also email us at voxpop@wamc.org. Jean Gagnon, welcome back.
Oh, thank you, Ray.
Didn't I see you recently? Weren't you on?
Yes, I did a fill-in, remember?
Yeah,
somebody
what happened?
Got sick.
Oh, and
somebody
then the fun drive ended early, and there was a lot of shuffling. And well, it's good to see you again.
Well, it's always good to see you.
You could be on every day as far as... In fact, you can host the show if you want. It's all yours. So what's happening?
What's happening? We're very, very busy. People are traveling. Lots of exciting places, lots of exciting things. It's just a wonderful time.
Have you traveled? Have you done anything? Have you gone on any of those tours that you do?
No, not yet. I'm going to Scotland in April, first part of April.
Oh, in April?
Yes,
I'll
yes.
Be in
I'm excited
Scotland
about
for
that.
You.
That's
Did you know that?
No, I didn't.
No, I've never been. But I'm sure it's very nice. I hear the haggis is good at this time.
I'm
going to
be
year.
Checking out the kilts myself.
Are you really? Look, all right. All right.
Yeah, I said the kilts.
I'm going to leave it alone. Okay. Let's see. Laura writes in, I'm scheduled to go on a Viking cruise trip in the fall to Lyon, Provence, and Rhineland. What gift suggestion are must have? I hear Avignon offers a wonderful array of gifts to purchase. Thanks. I never miss your segment when you're on the show. And that's from Laura.
Okay, well, one of my favorite things to bring back from that part of the world is actually going to a grocery store. Not even like a souvenir shop.
Well,
okay.
Get a box of ho-hos.
Hear me out. Hear me out. And there's this great salt, sea salt, that comes from that region.
Yeah.
And they sell it in a little tin with a like a cork kind of top.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It's really cute besides, you know. Great gifts. You don't have to worry about it breaking. The linens from that area are wonderful, you know, hand-embroidered tablecloths and things like that. As a matter of fact, when people are going to that region, I actually tell them to make sure that they know their measurements. Like if they want to get a nice tablecloth or something like that, they should know how big their table is before they go. And any kind of, like, mustards and, you know, Lyon in particular.
I heard the Grey Poupon is wonderful over there.
Well, it's not really just Grey Poupon, but... yeah, the mustards are really, really good.
Excellent. Yeah, All right, so there you go. So salt and mustard and...
linens.
Okay. And no problem with customs if you bring the salt back?
No, not at all. All right. Not at all.
This is from Henri, who says, he wrote this a while back, and I think I missed it. He said, I'm circling this email for today's show, so I think that means it's probably 6 months old.
Okay.
All right, so he says, any recommendations for Neumünster, Germany, or Hamburg, Germany, during the month of August? I plan on staying there for 2 or 3 days. This day will be my first stay in Germany. That's from Henri.
I'm not familiar with Neumünster.
No.
I'm not even familiar with Old Munster.
Yeah, but I see.
I do like Munster cheese.
Oh, me too.
However.
That's
however.
Not helpful, though, is it?
No, it isn't. No. Hamburg, the only thing I can think of in Hamburg is, didn't the Beatles play there?
They sure did at the Star Club, right?
Yeah,
it was kind of a ratty place.
Well,
Jerry Lee Lewis did a great live album at the Star Club in Hamburg. Did you know that?
I did not.
It's worth owning.
Okay.
Rolling Stone described it not as a live album, but a crime scene. It's that rocking.
Okay.
It's a great record.
Okay, I would like that. I would like that. Okay, but unfortunately, I got to tell you, I'm really sorry. I'm not real familiar with Hamburg.
Okay, so you're not really
I like their burgers.
A German fan, then?
No, I'm a fan.
Really?
I just haven't been as much as I'd like to. I've been to Frankfurt and Munich and Bavaria. I just haven't been to Hamburg.
All right, fair enough. Don't get defensive. Okay. This is from Lynn. I'm taking my 16-year-old niece to San Francisco at the end of May, and I'm wondering how safe it is to stay right in the city for two females. I've stayed in San Rafael in the past, and that has worked out well, but I was hoping not to rent a car this time. I'd like to stay right in the city where we can walk to all the sites. I am now reading horrible things about the excessive homelessness, sixth in the country, worried about safety. And that's from Lynn.
Well, I can understand the concern. I think you have to stay in as central area as possible. Like years ago, some of the less expensive hotels were, a block or two of off, let's say, Union Square or something like that. But now we're recommending stay closer, spend a little bit more. You don't want to be in the outskirts of the downtown area.
Right.
Homelessness is a problem there, unfortunately.
Yeah.
But I still think it's a fantastic city.
Yeah, you've been.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Oh, yeah.
You ever go to
times.
Haight-Ashbury?
No, I never did.
No?
I never did.
You didn't let your freak flag fly
in any way?
No,
I didn't. No,
somehow
that
doesn't surprise me in any way. Okay.
But, I mean, there's still so many great things to do. I mean, from a central location, you can take little day trips also to the Redwoods. You can go across the Golden Gate Bridge.
Or you can swim across to Oakland.
You can go to Alcatraz.
Oh.
Your old stomping ground.
Yeah, you know what? This is the way it's going to be. Okay. All right. Gene Gagnon
is
our guest.
I would not be concerned about it. Just be smart.
Okay.
You know, travel smart.
Exactly.
You know, don't know where you are. Take a taxi.
Or just wait until, Xi Jinping's back in town and they clean the whole place up, right? The number here is 800-348-2551. If you have a travel question for Gene Gagnon, and clearly she is full of the old vinegar today because she's in one of those moods. So be careful. She probably won't bite your head off if you call. Let's find out. Eric in Clifton Park. Eric, you're on.
Hey there. How are you today?
Good. Welcome to the show.
Hey, thanks. Hey, just a quick question. I've been thinking about for a couple of years planning a trip, maybe from Spain and then traveling down into Morocco. But I've talked to different people and I've heard all kinds of things about traveling to Morocco. So I was just wondering what you think about that, things to look out for,
right.
Tips, anything like that. And
well,
I can take the call. I can hang up and you can just.
Oh, okay.
All right, buddy.
Thank you, Eric.
Thanks a lot
I love
for the call.
That. Thank
right,
you.
Go ahead, Gene.
Well, I've actually been to Morocco twice, and I really loved it.
Yeah.
But I don't know that I would really recommend it for somebody traveling independently. I would recommend they do some kind of guided touring. It's difficult sometimes to get around. The public transportation is not as great as it is in Europe on the continent. So you might want to travel, with a group and things like that. But I've been there twice and absolutely loved it.
Really?
I felt very, very safe. I was in the Medina where you could get lost just turning a corner because it's so confusing and the bazaar and everything like that. But always felt very safe. But if it was me going back, even though I've been there twice, I would still get some kind of assistance as far as like a guided tour.
Hmm.
You know, you could be in Marrakesh for 3 or 4 days on your own without being with the group the whole time, and the same for Fez. But you also want to try to get out into the desert, maybe spend a night in the desert.
Why?
It's fabulous.
Why would you want to spend a night in the desert?
Oh, my God. Ray, when we're taking a break, I'll show you some pictures. It was absolutely beautiful. Beautiful. It's not the way you think of a desert here. Well, it was beautiful.
Oh, desert, right? Okay. My definition would be what? Sand, not many trees.
All right. Listen, after you show the pictures and we come back from our break, after you see the pictures, I want you to make sure that you amend your remarks.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Oh, fine. Well, we're not going to a break just now, and so I'm going to let them hang. The number is 800-348-2551. It's Travel Today with Gene Gagnon. Always fun. Well, most of the time, fun. Let's go to Robert in Pittsfield. Robert, you're on.
Hi, Ray. Hi, Gene.
Hi.
Yeah. Hey, I have a timeshare in Deerfield Beach in May a third check-in. And I'm in Pittsfield, and I was wondering about an Amtrak. I know they leave from, like, Albany, maybe Hudson. I say Hudson because that's kind of close.
Sure.
And maybe do they have like a park and get on the Amtrak?
Well, there's a couple of things you could do. I would call the Hudson train station and find out if they have long-term parking. I don't really know about what kind of parking they have at Hudson.
Yeah. Okay.
But it would be a great way to get down there because you see a little bit of the country on your way down. So you could definitely do that. You'll have to change trains in New York. And if you need assistance, you can actually get assistance from the people from Amtrak.
What beach is in Deerfield, Robert?
Deerfield Beach, Florida.
Oh, I thought Massachusetts.
No, Deerfield Beach, Florida.
Why do you need to take the train from Pittsburgh?
No, give them a call, Robert, and you'll be all set, okay? Okay? Give them a call.
All right, man. Alrighty, thanks for the call, and have fun down there. 800-348-255. I didn't know there was a Deerfield Beach in Florida.
That's okay. That's why I'm here.
So where is it in Florida?
It's on the East Coast.
Okay, so it's on the Atlantic side.
Yes.
You ever go down to the Gulf of America?
I'm sorry, I don't know what you're talking about.
800-348-2551 is our number. Gene Gagnon is our guest. It's travel today, and let's see. Well, you know what? We'll grab one more here, and then we'll take a break. See, what happened is there's a solar outage, right? And so no network news yesterday or today.
Wow.
And so ordinarily we don't start until 10 after, 11 after.
Right.
But Jesse Taylor was in there and did a newscast. I call him Jerry because I forgot his name for the first couple weeks he worked here. And what happened was it was short, so we started early. So this is like.
So they're going to get like a full hour of me?
Oh, my gosh. They're going to get so much of you, they're not going to know what to do
about
it.
Oh, they're
going to
be so happy.
Okay. Let's go to Voorheesville. Hello, Kathleen.
Well, I'm happy to get to talk to Gene Gagnon.
You
betcha.
Thank
you. I have a question about I really do enjoy your program. I have a question about Costa Rica. A couple people who have gone have really kind of piqued my interest.
Mm-hmm.
Thinking about going with my adult daughter. We're both hikers and interested in wildlife, and I'm wondering what your recommendations are and if you think it's a safe place to visit.
Actually, it's an exceedingly safe place to visit. Did you know that Costa Rica has one of the highest literacy rates in the world? And they've put all their money, like they don't have an army or anything, they have no military, and they've put all their money into the environment and education. It's very safe. Okay,
so bring a book in case you need to defend yourself.
No, number one. So now this is the thing, if you go to Costa Rica, you can go to Costa Rica and stay in one of the beach areas and then do day trips from there. So, for example, if you don't want to move around a lot, you could spend like 7 nights on the beach in Liberia or somewhere near there and then do day trips into the volcano or to where the zip lines are or the rope bridges. But to really see it well would be to go to 2 or 3 places, which, you have to sort of either go as a group or, pay to have a driver take you. Because you want to spend a couple of nights in the mountains, you want to spend a couple of nights in the jungle, you want to spend a couple of nights on the beach. But highly recommend it. Beautiful, beautiful place. Of course, in the summer, it's going to be super hot. So actually, this time of year is a great time to go.
Kathleen, I got to tell you something. You know, one of your neighbors up in Voorheesville, buddy of mine, just got back from Costa Rica, and he said it was amazing. Absolutely. You probably know him. That's probably why you're hearing about it.
It could be.
And I got to tell you.
No, it's somebody else, but I think a lot of people go.
It's, a fantastic place.
Yeah.
He had so much fun. It was insane. He said nobody was in a bad mood the entire time. Which, I mean, how rare is that on a vacation, right? All right. Well, hey, good luck, Kathleen. Thanks for the call. Let's take a break right now. 800-348-2551 is our telephone number. It's Gene Gagnon, and you and travel will be back. Sonny Rollins, Night in Tunisia. Gene Gagnon, have you ever been to Tunisia?
No, I have not.
No?
No.
So everybody, just a little inside baseball. Gene was calling me on the carpet. I made some remarks about some place or other.
The desert.
And she said, oh, I've got pictures. And then we went to the break, and she can't find them. So if I don't see evidence, I'm sticking with my plan that who wants to go stay in the desert?
Next break.
Oh, really? Gene Gagnon is our guest. 800-348-2551 is the number. Email is voxpop@wamc.org. You won't let it rest, will you?
No, I will
not.
You're
going to find the pictures of the desert.
Absolutely. I'm going to make you eat your words.
You know what? No. You know what? I might just still say that I'm right. What do you think about that?
Well, then I'll just be very disappointed in you, Ray.
Okay. Here we go. All right. Paul in Rhinebeck writes, interested in renting an apartment in Paris for a month and want to go through a reputable broker, not Vrbo or Airbnb. Any thoughts on that? And that's from Paul.
Okay, so this is the story.
Okay.
We do not recommend apartments unless they're part of a hotel-type entity, which you can find.
A whole month, though. That's a long time, right?
No, yeah. I mean, you can get them. But we don't handle them for people. You have to go more like through a broker or a realtor.
Yeah.
Okay, so I would contact the French tourism office, they could probably help you. But I'm glad this came up because it brings to mind something else. We've been reading a lot about over tourism in Europe, especially. And I know some people said, oh, I don't want to go to Barcelona because they shoot water pistols at tourists.
What?
Yeah.
Why do they do that?
Last summer, the people in Barcelona had it. They were just sick of it. And it was so over touristed because what has happened is people who don't live there have come in, bought homes, sell them as short-term rentals, rent them to people like Airbnb, okay? It has elevated all of the rates.
All right.
It has ruined the communities because they only are really busy during certain times, so schools don't have a year-round population, churches, grocery stores. They're awful. They're really, really terrible for communities. So we've actually been trying to spread the word that you're better off at a small little B&B hotel.
Yeah.
Okay? Because when a hotel is built or a B&B wants to open, they have to go through the government to prove that there is a need for it.
Mm.
Whereas if I just start renting my apartment, the next thing you know, the place is too crowded.
Right.
So it was actually upsetting the people who live there year-round. But, of course, that was only in July and August,
and
which
the water
is the busiest
probably felt
time.
Pretty good at that time, right?
Yeah.
That was probably a gift.
Right.
They were rolling out the welcome wagon.
Exactly.
Okay, and then Robert writes in, Bob, Hamburg has a giant indoor model railroad setup called Miniatur Wunderland. It has cities and airport vehicles traveling the roads and streets, small moving people and animals, etc. There are countless videos on YouTube and elsewhere. It's on my bucket list. That's from Bob in Chester, Connecticut. I love that. And Gene, as a railroad aficionado, I know you're all over this as well.
Yes. Well, actually, my brother-in-law has a whole railroad set up in his basement. Yeah, it's huge.
I'm doing it. It's huge. Every year, I'll bring on the model railroad guys. The first time they were on, I said, well, it's going to be crickets. No one's going to call.
Right.
And I have them on every year because I think they're on next week or the week after.
Well, isn't there a big setup in Troy somewhere?
I don't know.
Well, all right, I'm sure
where
somebody will call
again?
In. So you don't have to call in. We can Google it.
All right.
But
I can ask Rocco next time.
Yeah. I think there was some huge setup there. Anyway.
All right. This is from Anjanette. In May, I'm going with my 72-year-old mother to Barcelona to see sites in Barcelona and visit the Dalí Museum. Figures and cadets. We have 6 nights in Barcelona and then 4 nights still not reserved. What city, town, nearish to Figueres and Cadets, etc., do you suggest we stay in for 4 nights? We'll have a car and want to situate ourselves somewhere near those, but also offers more to do. What do you think?
Well, I'm confused because of your excellent French, so I'm going to look at the email.
You know what, sacre.
Oh, okay. 6 nights and then 4 nights.
Why don't you say that? Say it properly if you're such a smarty pants?
I believe it's Figueres.
Oh, yeah,
and Cadaqués.
That's what I said.
And Cadaqués, I believe.
Okay.
I'm actually going to cheat a little bit.
Aha!
And I'm going to look at a map.
All right. Well, I'll just whistle quietly while you're
doing it. No. But I'm going to talk while we're doing it.
Oh, okay.
Okay, I'm going to talk while
Gene
I'm doing
Gagnon's
it.
Gene Gagnon's our guest, multitasking here on the program. 800-348-2551.
If I could, I'd probably be doing the dishes, too.
Really?
So, well, yeah. Yeah, I'm
I think there are some over there.
So I'm checking this out here. First of all, while you're in Barcelona, you mentioned the museum. You mentioned the which museum did she mention?
I think the train museum in Hamburg,
Germany. No. Anyway, make sure you go to the Picasso. To the Picasso Museum in Barcelona. It's one of
Dali Museum.
The
right?
Dali Museum. Yeah. Actually, the best Dali Museum is actually in St. Petersburg, Florida, believe it or not. Mm-hmm. It was the only city that would bid on his work and promised that it wouldn't just be in a wing.
I've heard that, yeah.
It would just be a whole museum. Anyway, that's a good museum too.
Splendid.
But go to the Picasso Museum in Barcelona because it really is one of the best I've ever been to.
Okay.
So I'm looking to see here where else I would have you stay. I would have to look up the train schedule to really give you an idea because that's the main thing. You want to be close to the train line.
By the way, if you can't watch this, but Jean is not using a device. Well, now she is, was using an actual map,
right,
which I think is very impressive. It's very old school.
It's because I'm old, Ray, so it really shouldn't be that impressive.
I didn't mean to imply that.
Yeah, that's okay.
Okay.
I might circle back to this question.
Okay.
So tell her to stay on the phone.
All right. On the email.
Stay on the email.
Thanks.
Stay on the radio is what I was trying to say.
Mike in Saratoga says, good afternoon. Beyond a U.S. passport, what should travelers need to bring with them as far as traveling to Europe, for instance, France, Norway, Denmark, and that would be after July through October?
Okay. So this is the story. There's this, the European electronic travel authorities.
Oh, yeah.
That they still have not given us the right date on. They're saying sometime mid-May of 2025,
yeah,
we may need to do it. Okay, so first of all, we don't know about that. But whoever you get your ticket from, whether it be the airline or an agency or whatever, should be able to contact you if that comes aboard after you already buy your ticket. Now, I have to tell you, you should bring a photocopy of your passport. You should have a picture of your passport on your phone, and you should be putting your passport in your hotel room safe when you're walking around and just have a copy of it with you.
Wow.
And the reason I say to have a copy and a phone, you know, phones, you know, stuff can happen to them. So if you ever lost or your passport was stolen, you'd have much easier time getting a new one if you had a copy. So on your phone, copy of it, and leave the passport in your hotel room safe.
Okay.
All right. Now, some people say, oh, I don't need to bring my driver's license.
Okay.
Possibly.
Why?
Okay. Well, I had somebody one time who got into their flight in New York late and had to rent a car to come back to Albany.
Mercy.
And they didn't have their driver's license with them. So bring your driver's license,
okay,
too.
Fair enough.
If you think you're going to be driving at all while you're there, actually get an international driver's license, which you can do at your local auto club. You pay a fee. They transcribe it into an international driver's license. Yeah, that's very important.
Do you have to take a road test for that?
No, you just got to give them money.
Drive on the other side of the road
just give them money.
Hey, go down the thruway, the wrong side, and see what happens.
No. Most of Europe, you know, you drive on the same side of the road. You know, I'm not saying the right. I'm saying
you
the
can't
same.
Say you can't say it's the correct
way. Because
it's
not right or wrong.
Because, you know, our new CEOs from Britain should
no,
be upset.
No, it's because there's no right or wrong.
Okay, all right, relax.
Jeez.
Let's go to Barbara in Stockbridge. You're on with the obstreperous Jean Gagnon.
Obstreperous. Hello.
Hi there. Anything you could tell me about St. Martin's, the island in the Caribbean, the French part?
Okay.
Have you been there?
Yep. Yes, I have been there. So St. Martin is a very interesting island. There is part of it that is Dutch, which is actually spelled M-A-A-R-T-E-N, like Ma-ten. And then the French side, which is more towards the west, which is St. Martin, M-A-R-T-I-N. So, it's a beautiful, beautiful island. The French side is very well known for their cuisine. Okay, so you could go to Grand Casse, which is a small town on the west coast, and I like to stay near there because then you can walk into town and sample all these different restaurants. If you stay more towards the southwest, there are some nice beaches there as well. It's great island. It's not inexpensive. But all the Caribbean is high now.
Really?
Well, for the most part, yeah.
Could you find a cheapo spot?
There are less expensive spots in, let's say, the Dominican Republic is very reasonably priced. Jamaica is very reasonably priced. And then also Mexico, which we kind of lump in with the Caribbean because most people go to the Caribbean side. But, yeah, I think you'd really like St. Martin. You do fly into the Dutch side, Philippsburg, but then you just take a taxi or rent a car to the French side.
Terrific. Thank you so much.
Oh, you're so welcome.
Barbara, thanks for the call. It's Travel Today with Gene Gagnon. The number is 800-348-2551. And let's see here. We're going to go to Warwick. It's Gail's turn. Hello, Gail. You're on.
Hi, Ray. And hi, Gene.
Hello.
Hi. My question today is, we are planning on going to Ireland, and I would like to stay for a month.
Mm-hmm.
Now, my husband's not going to be with me the whole time, but a woman friend is going to come over. And so that will, I'm looking forward to it. I want to be in the Galway area and be able to move around. I'm not going to be driving this time.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm going to be needing to be near public transportation.
Mm-hmm.
And the other thing, as far as where to stay, I'd like to stay either in a B&B or a small kind of hotel,
right?
That's not too expensive.
Okay. Well, actually,
I'm going to probably go in September.
Okay. Actually, Ireland is one of the few places where we do recommend. There are these, they call them, they call them self-service or something like that, cottages.
Oh.
You know, so they do have a lot of cottages, but a lot of them aren't in the centers of town. You know, they're usually outside a little bit. So if you wanted something, there are nice small B&Bs that are right on the outskirts of Galway, some actually near the water. There's a local bus that goes in and out of town if you don't want to rent a car. And then you can also take tours while you're there. You know, from there, you can take a tour into the Quiet Man Country up near Cong, or you can go to Connemara, or you could go up to see, I can't think of the name of it now, but there's a beautiful abbey up there that you could go see. So you could do central touring from there. And then, of course, you can also take the train to other places from there. So, yeah, there would be cottages that you can self-serve cottages, I think they call them.
Cool.
Yeah.
Okay, great. And you did say B&Bs along the water.
Yes,
near the water,
yes,
anyway.
Yes, absolutely. Or right in town. Or right in town. Yeah, it's a charming, charming little town. Yeah, yeah, really, really nice.
Some of
the best fish and chips is at a place right in Galway.
Oh, really?
Fabulous, yeah.
Okay, fantastic.
Okay, thank you so much.
Well, go ahead if you want to
Sounds great, and thank you.
Thanks, Gail, appreciate it.
No, I wanted to go back to the Figueres.
What's a Figueres?
It's in Spain.
Oh, that's right,
that's
we talked about that.
That's a lady about the Spain, yeah.
Right.
Actually, I would either stay up in Girona, or right in Figueres, and then do day trips. Like, you can actually go right over the border there to, I'm going to mispronounce this one, though. I think it's Perpignan. It's right over the border into France.
Okay.
So,
all right, fair enough.
To go back to
so, is Quiet Man County, or what is that?
Oh, my gosh. We can't bring it up.
That's in Ireland, right?
We had a million people call us last time.
Really?
And just go on
and
on
about
the Quiet Man. Many, many years ago, I think. The Quiet Man is a John Wayne movie with Maureen O'Hara. You know the movie.
Okay, now, yes. Let's forget
But anyway, that's a beautiful area to stay in.
I understand.
Okay.
Now, there you go. Well, let's go to Wine and Skill and talk to Steve. Hello, Steve.
Hello, Ray and Gene. I have an opportunity to do a bicycle trip to Bhutan in the spring of 2026, and I might cheat and get an e-bike because it's fairly hilly, and wondered what your thoughts about in general for things to see in that country.
I have to tell you, Steve, you stumped me.
Really?
Don't know a lot about Bhutan, have not been to Bhutan. When you come back, you're going to have to call me and tell me about Bhutan. Because I have to be honest.
Okay.
You know, but I'm very, very jealous. I mean, I'm going to the kingdoms of Southeast Asia in November because I haven't been to that area that much.
Mm-hmm.
So
exciting.
Yes, I think it's going to be wonderful. The only thing in general I can tell you is make sure you check with your doctor about any immunizations you should be up on. Like, you know, your tetanus always has to be up to date and things like that. Actually talk to your doctor about it. Don't just take the word of whoever you're getting the trip from. Okay?
And definitely get the e-bike, man. Where you pedal all these hills and everything?
Definitely,
come on.
Definitely. Have a great time.
All right, Steve. Thanks a lot. Or a hovercraft, right? Get one of those instead. I always wanted a personal blimp for some of these trips. You know, like a nice day, you go out in a small blimp, maybe 15, 20 feet. You think we could do that?
I don't know why not. I've been in a balloon. Have you been in a balloon? Hot air balloon?
No. No.
Okay.
I've filled a few hot air balloons.
I'm glad you said it instead of me.
Let's go to Brad in Germantown. Brad, you're on.
Yes. How you doing?
I don't know. About the same. How are you?
Oh, good. Well, I'm nervous. But anyway, I wanted to know about what kind of ID you need flying domestically. My wife heard that you can't just use a driver's license anymore.
This is correct. Starting in May, you need what's called a real ID, R-E-A-L ID. So if you look at your driver's license... If it's a plain driver's license in the upper right-hand corner, I think it says something like not good for federal something, that means that won't suffice for a plane. So you either have to get a real ID, which has a star in the upper right-hand corner. If you already have an enhanced license, that's fine. You can use that.
We have a passport ID, like for going to Caribbean.
Oh, if you have a passport, Canada? You're fine. You're fine.
Yeah, it's not the book passport. I can't go to Europe on it, but it's
right.
It's
you
like
could travel
ID.
With that domestically.
Okay.
Yes. Yeah, that is a real ID. Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, that's great.
That is. Yeah. Okay.
I had one other question, if it's
okay. Of course.
We're going to Chicago over 4th of July, and we're going to see family out in the farmlands, but we wanted to spend a couple of days in Chicago. Is it easy to get from the airport area to downtown?
Oh, yes.
Public.
Yes, there is. There's public transportation, then there's also Ubers and taxis, depending upon how much luggage and how much you want to schlep, you know.
Right. Well, we just wanted to actually stay out near the airport and go in a couple of days and do different things.
Oh, yeah, but if you're going to,
spend the rest of the time out in the farmland.
All right, yeah, but for the two nights that you're in Chicago, stay right in Chicago. Okay.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Good to go from the airport.
Well, it's just a waste of time, and time equals money. Mm-hmm. And when you travel, the two most precious things are time and money, because if we had unlimited of both of them, we could do whatever we wanted.
Isn't fun the most important thing?
Well, I am going to have to get a car because I have to go out in the farmland, so I should wait until after 2 days to get the car.
Yes, this is what I would do. I would fly in, go downtown, spend a couple of days there, because you want to be able to walk around at night. You want to go to a Chicago jazz place for after dinner. You want to go see the museums. You know, the Chicago Art Institute is fantastic.
And then line up a car from the
airport. But you can even usually pick up a car downtown. Pick it up downtown and drop it off.
No,
you don't have to. Pick it up in one place, drop it off in the other.
Go up to the north side, watch the Cubs lose a couple games. That's a good time, right?
Yeah, do that. Okay.
All right. Hey, Brad, thanks a lot.
That sounds good.
Appreciate the call. 800-348-2551 is the number. All right, I'll tell you what. One email, then a break, and then we will go back to the phones. Gene Gagnon is our guest. Do you ever find those desert pictures you were talking about?
Yes, I do have them
in
front of
me.
Yes,
know what?
I do.
I won't read an email right now because I want to see how great the desert looks to Gene Gagnon.
Okay.
Let's take. Right. Well, you look great.
All right. Well,
that's just sand. What are you going to do, sleep in the sand?
No, look. All right. Look at the sky. Look at the sky in this one. Look at that.
Okay,
isn't that beautiful?
Okay, just a couple points.
Okay.
A, very picturesque shots. I think you look very sporty.
Look at that.
Great. Those are day pictures. You said spend the night in the desert.
Yeah.
What am I going to do? Get cuddle up to a tumbleweed?
No, this is the thing. They have tented places to stay.
Okay.
There was actually these, let's say 20 little tents. They all have running water, toilets, and oriental carpets to walk on to get to your particular tent.
Why don't you just stay at a casino then? What's the difference? You know what, Gene? Have
all
you
right.
had enough?
You know, Ray.
Have you had enough of dealing with the ugly American yet? Because there's more to come. It's Travel with Gene Gagnon. 800-348-2551. We'll be back. You ever been to Holland?
Yes, I have.
Do you like the Dutch Prague rock?
the Dutch Prague rock.
That's Focus that we're listening to.
I didn't know that.
It's, you know, Jan Ackerman on guitar.
My husband calls me a Philistine when it comes to music.
Oh, so. I've got to agree with him on that. The number here is 800-348-2551. Okay, so you showed me more pictures of the dead.
And?
You're correct. Gene Gagnon was correct. Ray Graff was wrong. Let it be said. Just this once.
Okay.
Lisa writes in, I'm staying in Barcelona for 2.5 days next month. Can you recommend any great restaurants near the city center? I'm especially interested in casual lunch stops that won't consume a lot of time or require dinner at 9 p.m. Los Arby's is the first thing that comes to mind.
Okay. Okay. So there's, I believe it's called, because this is tough, you know, but I think it's Sagardi, like S-A-G-A-R-D-I, something like that. Okay.
Yeah.
And they had tapas. Okay. So what happens is you walk in and there's a bar and there's two layers of glass shelves and there's all plates of food on them. Plus somebody walks by with plates of food. So it's like sort of like being at a wedding with, you know, a lot of past hors d'oeuvres, and they all have toothpicks in them. And you take the food and you eat it, and then you leave the toothpick on your plate. And then if you get another one, you eat it and you put the toothpick on your plate.
Will they reuse the toothpicks later?
No, but that's how they figure out how much you owe when you leave.
Oh, really?
You hand them your plate and they count the toothpicks.
Okay.
And tell you what you owe them.
Just
you can
pie
have
in the sky.
A couple. You can have, yeah.
Pie in the sky. Bring some toothpicks with you.
Oh, you'd be surprised how many, unfortunately, are on the floor.
Oh, really?
Yes. Yeah,
oh, that's
yeah.
So interesting.
Yeah. Yeah. It was really cool. It was really
well,
oh,
you know.
I think it's La Tomas. There's a place that that's a small suburb of Barcelona. You have to take the train there, but they have the best patatas bravas that I've ever had in my entire life. Now, so I brought a friend.
What's
there.
What's patatas bravas?
They're like French fries, but they're spicy potatoes.
Mm.
They're double fried. Plus, they get served with this kind of like an aioli, but it's more like cream and garlic and mayonnaise.
That sounds good.
And
did
with
you bring
a cold beer.
Oh, boy.
I'm telling you. So my friend at first said, we're going to have like French fries? You know, I go, yeah, we're taking the train all the way out to this place to have a beer and these French fries. And afterwards, she said, one of the best things she's ever had.
Really?
Yes.
All right. So that's another person you were correct.
Tomas.
And the other
Tomas.
Person was wrong. So that's good.
It happens a lot,
right? That's two. Patricia writes in, we are traveling to Interlaken, Switzerland, leaving from Charleston, South Carolina, approximately June 21st or 22nd for 1 week. Six active adults ranging from 30 to 65 will use the trains to take day trips from Interlaken within 2 hours. One family member was there about 10 years ago. We've been looking at flights that are pricey, Airbnbs, Verbos, as well as watching YouTube videos about what to do and see. Questions. One, what are the advantages of using a travel agency to plan this out? Now, remember, Patricia, you're about to get an answer from a travel agent, so bear that in mind.
Yeah, that's true. But there was a great thing we put on our Facebook once, and it said you don't use a travel agent to save money because you can book it yourself online. You use a travel agent to get their experience, to get their suggestions. Like that gentleman who just called about Chicago.
Yeah.
He was like, oh, but then I have to go back out to the airport to get a car rental. No, you can pick it up here. You can drop it off there. A lot of people aren't aware of that. You don't know what you don't know.
I believe
and in your
you.
Case, I'm sure it's
hey,
even
you know
more
what?
So.
Okay.
But you get the drift.
It's
you
our
get
last
the drift.
Show together.
You know what I mean?
All right.
So again, time and money. Do you want to save time? Do you want to take advantage of your time while you're there the best? That's why you go to a travel agent.
Okay. Well, let's just, how about a freebie here? Second question. There's so much to explore in that area. How to choose? Do you have any specific not-to-be-missed recommendations to visit?
Oh, yeah. You have to go up either, you have to take a cable car or a gondola up something. Okay. It doesn't almost matter which one you go up.
All right.
But you really do. You want to take the train.
Okay.
Even if it's just for a day pass,
mm-hmm.
You know. I'm trying to think. I'd have to look up and remember which one was closest to Interlaken. But there's like the Bernini Express. There's the Golden Trail. There's all these great train rides.
Yeah.
You know, that actually go right through the mountains. So
oh.
You definitely want to do that. You want to go somewhere and have fondue. Real Swiss fondue. The cheese.
You can have that at home.
Yeah, not like this.
Really?
Oh, right. You cannot believe the difference between eating some of this stuff where it's fresh and it's from the place where it's made. The difference is phenomenal.
All right, well, I'm not going to argue with you about fondue, but I believe that if you buy the right ingredients, you can do fine fondue at home.
It would be fine, but it's still not. There's this thing, haven't you ever read the thing about eating food that comes from within so many miles? You know,
the terroir of the cheese? What are you saying?
Yes, yes, because right. In shipping, in preserving, it's not the same. And you're going to have to now say, this is the third time Gina's right.
No,
this
I'm not.
One, I know
I'm going
I'm
back
right
to
on.
The phones. And you know what? I think we're at odds today. Let's go to Meg in Newburgh. Meg, get me out of this. You're on.
Oh, dear. thank you. I was calling to ask Jean for her thoughts on traveling to St. Kitts Island.
Oh, St. Kitts?
A veterinary school there, and that's the purpose of the trip, really. But, like, it's going to be like a 3 or 4 day, you know, pretty short trip.
You know, this is the only thing. Are you traveling from the Albany area?
I think so.
Yeah, it's hard to get there. I don't think you can get there from Albany with only a one connection. I think you have to either go down to New York to do it. It's a little on the quieter side, which is nice. St. Kitts, Tobago, all of that down there. I think you'd really like it. You can even take ferries from there to some other smaller islands. But the tough part to get there for 3 or 4 days is going to be your flight schedule. You're going to want to look at the flight schedule first.
Okay.
All
right. Very much. Thank
and
you
don't
so
and
much.
Don't forget you need a passport.
Yes.
Right. Right.
Yes.
Okay.
And I've been listening to all the other tips along the way, too.
Good.
Oh, good. Did you get the thing about sleeping overnight in the desert, Meg, by any chance?
That sounds like fun.
Yeah, it sure does. Okay. Enjoy. Thank you very much for the call. 800-348-2551. Let's go out to Syracuse. Cindy, you're on. Hello, Cindy. You're probably listening on the radio, but I'll let's just give Cindy a second or two to catch up. Reminder, if you're listening, if you're on hold, you want to keep your phone to your ear and don't have that radio up because there's a delay. It's digital stuff. Are you there, Cindy?
Costa Rica question.
Okay, go ahead.
Another Costa Rica question.
All right, you got it.
Do you need a passport, and do you need any sort of vaccines or anything like that to go?
No, but you do need a passport. You need a passport, but you don't need any special vaccines. Although, again, when you travel, your tetanus should always be up, you know, just in case you step on something. Yeah, but no, you definitely need a passport.
Okay, great. Thank you.
Thanks
thank
so
you.
Much for the call. You know, I got to say, Costa Rica, pretty popular today.
Very
on the show.
Popular. And you know where else? It's a great place for an intergenerational trip, like
why?
Grandparents, because there's so much that the kids like. Zip lines and rope bridges and being in the jungle and seeing the volcano, and yet there's still beaches. You know, so it's a real good combo.
Okay.
Real good combo.
I heard a buddy of mine who went, and I was talking to him this morning about it, and he said, oh, yeah, there's this one place they went. It had a brewery, but it was outside.
Oh,
all the
cool
vats were outside
oh,
right by the
isn't
restaurant.
That neat? Isn't that
great?
Oh, that
what about when
great.
Bad does bad weather never hit Costa Rica?
It just gets very hot, and it does have a rainy season.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah,
the
he
tropics.
Said it was 95 the whole
right,
time.
Right, yeah.
All right, let's go to Clifton Park. It's Wendy's turn. Hello, Wendy.
Hello. I am looking to find a safe place to travel solo, preferably in the Florida area.
Oh, gosh. Anywhere in Florida is pretty much safe to
you
travel
think?
Solo. You? Oh, yeah. You know,
people,
it's funny, Cindy, I have to tell you that one of the biggest inhibitors of travel is fear. And it's usually not really founded. I mean, you know, you could go to downtown Albany and you know what area to be in, you know what area not to be in, and you can go to the State Museum and it's very safe, you know. So you have to just
right,
know, you
right.
have to be aware of your surroundings. I particularly love St. Augustine.
I love that city.
I like St. Augustine.
Yeah,
it's beautiful. Yeah, really nice, not too far from the beaches.
Can I just say one thing, Wendy? If you have never been, you should go to Key West because it's like going to another planet. It's incredible.
Yeah, Key West is really nice.
That's on my bucket list. Yes.
Yeah.
Yes, and I'd like to have a place where I could like stay and walk to restaurants.
Yes.
And stuff.
Yeah. Yeah.
But
you could definitely do that.
Walkable.
Yes, you could definitely do that in Key West. It would be a great place to go.
Oh, great. All right.
All right. Thanks for calling. You're welcome.
Enjoy yourself. Yeah, you know, on our honeymoon, the wife and I went, our home base was in Palm Beach. But then we said, let's take a day trip to Key West. And I figured it would be an hour or two.
Oh,
What once you hit Key Largo, it's another three hours because it's all the way out there. But it's like another planet.
Yeah.
And they have buses that'll take you from the hotel to downtown.
Sure. You can see Hemingway's home. You can go to the beaches and the cats. Yeah, it's fabulous.
It's tremendous.
A lot of good restaurants.
All right, let's go to Paul in Del Mar. Paul, you're on.
Yeah, I have two questions. First off, we're trying to, there's six of us, and we're trying to plan a trip to Portugal because it seems the most financially feasible. But airline-wise, I'm willing to travel, you know, Boston, New York, really any Newark. What is the best direct flight from here to Lisbon or another airport in Portugal?
Okay, well, there's an airline called TAP, T-A-P, TAP, the airline of Portugal. They can sometimes
have
some...
Yeah, we looked into that. Some of the airlines, they just have terrible reviews, and that's kind of
why. Well, let's not slag the airlines here on the show.
No, let me tell you this. The people that write reviews on airlines are the ones that have problems on airlines. And any given day, every airline can be complained about. You know what I mean? So today somebody can sit at my desk and say they hate Delta. Tomorrow somebody will sit at my desk and say they hate United. And then the next day a different airline, the next day a different airline.
A lot of hate in your office.
Well, it just depends upon your particular experience. But no, I think the majority of airlines that go nonstop to Europe are decent airlines. Mm. There are some regional airlines in Europe that I don't care for. I won't mention their names.
Good.
They're very cheap, but they have terrible, terrible flight schedules and customer service. But if I'm mentioning it, then it's an airline I would recommend.
Okay.
So I'm going to tell you that you should check the airfares for TAP. You should also check the airfare from Boston on Azores Airline. You might have to change planes in the Azores, in Ponta Delgada, or someplace like that, but they sometimes have really, really good fares. But I do agree with you that Portugal is one of the least expensive countries you can travel to in Europe. Yeah, it's very, very reasonable.
Great history
so
there.
You're going to have a beautiful time. Yeah,
Paul,
have a good time.
Thanks for the call. Let's go quickly to Clifton Park, and it's Judy's turn. Hello, Judy.
Hi. Thanks for taking my call. We are on a biking trip early April, April 8th, to Amsterdam, from Amsterdam to Basel.
Mm-hmm.
And the airline gets in at 7:30 in the morning, and we have all day before we can really get on the boat. I mean, we can get on the boat, but I guess in time for dinner at 7 at night. So I'm wondering if we have any energy at all after a transatlantic flight in the middle of the night. What would you suggest that do you I'm sure you know where the Viking cruise ships
are. Yeah, well, they're not right in town. Well, they're not right in the heart of town. But I would definitely either try to – it depends upon whether you want to sit and do something. In that case, I would do a canal boat tour. The only problem is you might fall asleep on it, you know, so sometimes it's better to go somewhere else that'll keep you more awake. So you could either do a short walking tour of the Jewish Quarter and the Anne Frank Museum, even though it's probably too late to get tickets to the actual Anne Frank House. You could also go to either the Van Gogh Museum, which is absolutely fantastic. Or the, you know when you got a name there? Anyway, the other big museum there. I know what it is.
The Louvre?
No, the Louvre. The Rembrandt Spleen. But anyway, it's where all the Rembrandts are and everything. So I would do that because at least that'll keep you walking around.
All right. Judy, hey, have a great time. I mean, thanks for the call. 800-348-2551 in the waning moments here with Gene Gagnon. You see that?
Yeah.
Tom from Gardner, hilarious. Send us some Henny Youngman. Vacation-related humor.
Yes.
Just got back from a pleasure trip. Took my mother-in-law to the airport. Thank you very much. That's all we'll do from Tom and Henny Youngman today. Shara's in Albany. Shara.
Hi. Thanks for taking my call. So I was looking, my family, we were looking to actually travel to South America this summer.
Mm-hmm.
And one of the places that we were looking at was Guyana. So I don't know if, Anne has, if you've traveled there before or any tips that you could offer.
I have not traveled to Guyana. So, again, you're stumping me here because I haven't been there. and we don't, I got to tell you, it's not someplace we send a lot of people.
Really?
Yeah, not at all.
No, since the whole Jonestown thing went down?
Well, just for other reasons as well. I mean, you know, when people say South America, they usually want to go to Buenos Aires or to Santiago or to Peru to see Machu Picchu. So I don't really think I can help you that much with the Guyana.
I think somebody called one time, had been there.
Possibly.
Years ago when we did the show.
It could be. Yeah, I'm really sorry, Shara. I don't have a lot of info for you.
Are you already booked, Shara, or is this just on your idea list?
This is we're figuring out where we want to go. And part of, like, you know, I know the previous caller talked about Portugal, and that was also on the list of places that we would want to visit this summer. But we haven't booked anything just yet. So I was just trying to see if there was see if there was something that, like,
doing something. Yeah, I can't help you with that. Portugal, yes, but Guyana, no.
Okay, well, if you go, please call the show and let us know how it was. That would be fun sometime.
Okay, I will do that. Thank you. I love listening to the show.
Thanks a lot. Appreciate it. It's always great to be on Gene's show. This email from Andrew. Is it possible to visit Martha's Vineyard or Nantucket in a day? What are the best transportation options? What are your suggestions for visiting
islands? You're gonna love this.
You have one minute.
All right. I have never been to Cape Cod.
Really?
Martha's
Really?
Isn't that hysterical?
Oh, my gosh.
I mean, I've been, like, around the world, and I keep on saying I got to get out there. So, you know, Ray, you could probably advise them better than I could.
Oh, I've never been there. Are you kidding me?
I know you go to Maine.
The traffic's too much. So when I go to Maine, I said, oh, all these jerks are going to Martha's Vineyard and taking the turnoff.
I'm so sorry. I really can't help you. I say Google it.
Okay. Wow. All right. So
I know. I really got stumped today.
Yeah. We only have 30 seconds. I could read this recommendation from Stuart about the museum in Amsterdam. But you'd only make fun of my pronunciation.
Rijksmuseum. It just came to me. The Rijksmuseum was the one I was trying to think of
before. No, this is the Stedelijk Museum. It's fabulous.
Ooh, okay.
I might have said that wrong.
No, you probably said it pretty close. No. Oh, that looks right.
Right?
Yeah. Stedelijk.
Oh, okay.
Something like that. But though the R one I couldn't think of before was the Rijksmuseum. So at least I redeemed myself there.
All right. So we got 15 seconds to kill here, Gene Gagnon. When are you flying out of here next?
I'm going to Scotland next. And then in October, I still have some seats left on a small group trip that I'm taking to the kingdoms of Southeast Asia.
Oh, that is wild. Now, how long of a flight?
Oh, about 14 hours.
Yeah! Do they give you peanuts or anything?
About as long as it takes to drive to Cape Cod on a Friday night.
And about as long as some of these shows have been, right? Hey, Gene Gagnon, if people want to get a hold of you, how do they do that?
Well, they can call me at 518-785-3338, or they could look up Plaza Travel on our Facebook, or they could like our Facebook thing because we always post lots of interesting stuff on
there. Are you still on Facebook?
Yeah.
It's so passe now, isn't it?
Oh, I guess I'm passe.
Like, you know what? You look youthful, but I think that, you know, you might be an old soul. Just saying.
Yeah.
Let's go to bingo. Support comes from Troy Waterfront Farmers Market, indoor for the winter at the Troy Atrium, Saturdays 9 to 2, featuring fresh local food and produce vendors with music and dining, troymarket.org. At Best Cleaners, offering dry cleaning, wash and fold laundry, and tailoring services with pickup and delivery available throughout the capital region, bestcleanersny.com. Well, thanks again to Gene Gagnon of Plaza Travel Center for being here. Thank you for calling. Many apologies if we didn't get to your call. You know, she's a popular guest. She'll be back on sooner than you think. And if somebody cancels, even sooner than I think. Thanks to Roberto Chacon, who's our engineer today over in Master Control. Going to say her name right for the first time ever. Andrea Leong. See, she had a G at the end of her name.
Yeah.
And I didn't know that. So I was been saying Leon the whole time. Leong, Leong, Leong. I'm Ray Graff. Tomorrow the Gardeners will be back. We'll see you at 2.